This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Get your plane tickets now, everybody. Beijing is going to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. The announcement was made this morning. It's going to be the city's second games in a span of 14 years after the 2008 Summer Olympics. But 14 years is a very long time in economic terms. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is actually in the studio with me today. He is our China correspondent, of course. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So let's talk about a couple of things about this. First of all, these games come at a very different economic point in China's life than did the 2008 games.
Yeah. I mean, when the 2008 games were announced in China in 2001, the streets of Beijing were full of people all night. They were partying like they just won a war. And I think I've seen images from the streets of Beijing been announced today, and it's a little more subdued. They've already had one of these. And China was a very different country. In 2001, things were looking up. The economy was going crazy. It was going almost at double-digit speed. And in the years leading up to 2008, we had 10 to 14% GDP growth.
Wow.
That's not the case anymore. We've got 5 to 7% GDP growth, and things are slowing down.
Slowing down. Well, that's the second point. These games aren't going to come for another, help me do the math here, like 6-something years, 7 years.
7 years.
Hazard the guess for me. How's it going to go between now and then?
I think it's going to be a difficult road for China, because here we go. You know, China's trying to change the way that its economy is run.
Right.
They're trying to turn from an infrastructure-led economy to a consumer growth-led economy. And here we have a huge, huge infrastructure project. We're going to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. This is going to cost not only the $4 billion that China is saying it's going to cost, but it's also going to cost an estimated $50 billion more to basically create the infrastructure around the ski town, to create the high-speed rail, the roads, what have you. This is the old model of growth. This is not the direction that China wants to go with its economy, on paper at least, but
right.
It seems like they're reverting to this again.
One of the things we talked about in our morning meeting this morning when we were hashing this over was the pollution effect, right?
Right?
I mean, it was a big deal for the Beijing Games. They took care of it kind of by shutting down factories and limiting cars in downtown and businesses and all that stuff. They're going to have to do the same thing again?
I think that's a big question. I think that they obviously will do that regardless of where they're at in trying to cut pollution. But I think it's important to point out that Beijing has made some significant efforts, some significant movement on the pollution issue. The problem is, though, you've got 300 million people that live in northern
right.
China, and these folks are becoming consumers. They're consuming. They're buying cars. And so, you know, realistically, there's going to be a lot of pollution for, you know, years to come, for decades to come. I think what we'll probably see is a repeat of the 2008 Olympics, where they flipped the switch, said, you know, basically had all these
shut
restrictions on factories, and then they'll turn it back on again when it's over.
Rob Schmitz, our Shanghai correspondent, he is back from book leave. As you can tell, you're back on the ground in Shanghai when?
Back on the ground in Shanghai in a week and a half.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Kai.